Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Oh, Kenny Golladay sure likes money. Rico, I know you've got the latest. He's out here with the cryptic social media stuff. There's no contract. He's on record saying it. If it gets done now, great. If it gets done later, great. If it don't get done at all, that's great too. So he went out. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he had some insane game, but he was clearly the Lions' best offensive player along with DeAndre Swift. He had four grabs over 100 yards, a couple of big catches. He's the only wide receiver you have. If you still think Marvin Jones is good, you're watching tape of 2017. If you think Danny Amendola is good, you're watching tape even further back than that. And if you think that Quintez Cephas is somehow the answer, or Marvin I go deep once a game Hall is the answer, then you're nothing more than a fan site fanboy. You have one wide receiver on this team. His name is Kenneth Golladay, and he's about to get paid. So my question is this, Rico, once you read his commentary, it's going to be to the people, are you ready to pay him this? Carry on, though, first with what he had to say.
Well, Mike, he took to Instagram after. Now, first of all, he talked to the media on Friday. He kind of just said, well, you know, as you said, I'm going to play this season. And if the contract gets done, it gets done. And then if it takes till the end of the season, then it just takes to the end of the season. If it doesn't happen then it just doesn't happen. We keep moving forward. He goes out against Jacksonville, has four receptions for 105 yards, goes to Instagram. And I'm paraphrasing here because I can't say what he actually said on the radio. Say it? Okay. This stuff going to cost you. Don't let that go over your head. It was then followed up by some of his teammates saying, boy certified, pay that man, Kerryon Johnson. DeAndre Swift tagged along and said, no BS. Quintez Cephas said, cheese, please. Jalen Raven Maben, come heavy or don't come at all.
So here's my question to you, straight up. Currently, right now, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins just wrapped up a five-year extension. It includes $42 million guaranteed in the first 2 years. A five-year extension at $94 million. The high end of things is Julio Jones making an average annual valuation of 22.5. The low end would be Odell Beckham Jr. at 18. You're going to be somewhere between 18 and 22 million for Kenny Golladay. So my question is, I mean, A, why didn't they get this deal done before the year started? They had a ton of cap space. Why didn't they pay him? For the people who say, well, maybe they just don't want to pay him that type of money, fine, then you're going to lose him. B, you would have to ask the question of, does he want to be here? Losing sucks. Playing here generally sucks. He sees other wide receivers getting paid. He's being kind of bled out here. I mean, this is something where you don't let a wide receiver get into the last year of the deal. You don't even let them get that close. You know, Golladay right now is like, the value signing is done. There's really no way to pay it forward. And hey, we signed Kenny really early and we only pay 15 a year, right? Not 18 or 19, or God help you if you pay him Julio Jones money at 22. But if you're a Lion fan, and look, we know this team's really not headed anywhere. Again, if you think 8-8 is headed somewhere, I mean, that's your prerogative. I happen to disagree with you. But if you're not headed anywhere, what does having one of the five highest paid wide receivers in football on your roster do for you? I'll give you an example. Do you know what Atlanta radio is talking about currently? How the team should trade Julio Jones. Like, fans are talking about, we're not going anywhere. We've just fired our coach and GM. Matt Ryan, there's conversation in Atlanta about Matt Ryan not being with the team anymore. Mm-hmm. Conversation about, do we trade Julio, strip it on down, have Calvin Ridley as our number one, he doesn't make any money. Like, that's what you do when you're not headed anywhere. The Lions aren't really headed anywhere, but yet you're going to have $50 million, or the better part of it, tied up in your quarterback and wide receiver. What does that really do for you? So it's a fascinating conversation. Like, I like Kenny Galladay. I think you could make a case that if Stafford went bye-bye, that you would need Kenny Galladay here if you had a young quarterback, right? You don't want to be throwing to a bunch of kids. But they haven't paid him yet, and I happen to agree with Kenny's assessment on Instagram, is that him coming back and watching these games, it's so apparent he is the only wideout this franchise has. He's the only wide receiver with a pulse. And oh, by the way, he's the only one who's got money on the books to next year. Marvin Jones isn't going to be here. Danny Amendola is not going to be here.
Nope.
You know, guys like, you know, Marvin Hall or Quintez Cephas, like, whatever. He's got all the leverage on you. So now the question becomes, are you ready to pay him like his contemporaries? DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr., and the like. Because if you think he's signing for a lot less than that, he either loves it here or has the worst agent in football. And I don't think either of those are true. Rico, tell me what you want to do, and I'd love to hear from the people on it. 248-539-9797.
Well, Mike, looking at this situation, I think that this, if you go a little bit deeper, this is going to tell you, you're going to peek behind the curtain to see what's really going on in the Lions organization. If Galladay gets paid, then Quinn, Patricia, everything, business as usual. If they slap him with a franchise tag, it tells me, we like you, but let's see if the next guys like you too. So we'll lock you up for one more year. And I think that's what they're going to end up doing, is giving him the franchise tag. You can't sign this man long term and then turn around and fire your GM and fire your coach, because now you're hamstringing the next organization. I mean, the next leaderships, because what if they didn't want him? So it's going to tell me a lot how the Lions handle this contract situation. Long-term deal, business as usual. A franchise tag or possibly trying to trade him tells me they're looking to make a move and get a new GM and get a new coach. I think they're going to end up going for a long-term deal with him, and he knows I'm going to make them pay. And he told you, I'm paying because I'm all you got. Don't even think about trying to tell me, well, we could go with Marvin. No, you can't. It's just me, and I'm the only guy. I'm the diva. I'm the prima donna. I've been quiet all of these years. CTC now. Cut the check. I'm the man. Give me my money.
Well, the other problem you're going to run into, and I know Lion Fan doesn't really want to hear about it, the salary cap is going to go down. COVID.
Yeah.
It's not going to be $200 million. Probably going to be about $175, $176. So when you look at, for instance, Michael Thomas, who might be the best receiver in football, he makes $19.3 million. The New Orleans Saints are tens of millions of dollars over the cap. They're going to have to start butchering people. Now, you're not over the cap, but you get my point. If the cap's coming down and you're about to pay... And look, I'm just using the top 10 contracts at wide receiver, like Julio and Keenan Allen and Amari Cooper and Hop and A.J. Green and Tyreek. Like, if you think you're getting Kenny Galladay for cheaper than Brandon Cooks, like I said, you might have the worst agent in football. 16.2 for Brandon Cooks. Is Kenny better than Brandon Cooks? Yes, he is. Therefore, he's going to get paid more than that. I think you're looking at $18 million. And at that point, salary cap's coming down. You're going to have about $46 million tied up between Stafford and a wide receiver. And when you look at this list of big-time wide receivers, like, is Julio Jones going to win anything in Atlanta making $22 million? No.
No.
Keenan Allen going to win anything in L.A. making $20 million? No.
No.
Amari Cooper going to win anything in Dallas making $20 million? No. Now, Michael Thomas might, but here's the problem, Rico.
It depends on the whole Dak situation.
Okay. Michael Thomas, he better get it done this year because guess what? They're going to be butchering that roster this offseason.
True.
Hopkins in Arizona, they can do it because Kyler makes rookie money. You know, Tyreek maybe. They already did, but he didn't make money and neither did Mahomes. Now they both do. You know, Odell, Mike Evans. You know, it's like it's hard to do it when you pay a wideout this much money. I'll be interested to see. I mean, Kenny deserves to get paid, but I wonder about the decision to do it here where I don't think we're going anywhere. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.